Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ibiza, Amnesia News. At the time, Amnesia was a meeting place with a few tables and chairs where people would relax after a session across the street at Privilege. In 1976, before it became known as Amnesia, the club was christened the Workshop of Forgetfulness. This was based on the idealistic principle that people forget their daily problems and tired routines in order to escape into the unknown. Fast forward to 1987, when the legend, at least in British terms, really begins. British DJs Nicky Holloway, Danny Rampling, Johnny Walker, and Paul Oakenford land in Ibiza, and you have a year that would change the face of clubbing forever. One fateful evening, our wide-eyed, impressionable quartet experiences DJ Alfredo leading clubbers through a wild time of electronic hedonism in the open air. With their minds shaken, they return to England with stories to entertain their friends. These days, Amnesia is considered an iconic club. It has two dance floors, the terrace, or terraza, and the main room, sometimes also referred to as the club. The terrace now has a roof, but is still famous for its sunrise sessions, when the sun filters through the windows, illuminating the entire crowd. The main room is a more cavernous affair, with dark corners and soft lighting for a more internalized clubbing affair. Hundreds of thousands of you are still waiting to discover this iconic club space, so if you can label yourself a virgin of Amnesia, here is our guide to making sure you have a top-notch and pioneering Ibiza experience at one of the clubs most loved on the island. How to get there? Amnesia is located on the main road between Ibiza Town and San Antonio near San Rafael. Taxis are, of course, readily available and can be taken all night from San Antonio Station at the bottom of the West End, along the main road in Playa Don Bosa, and at various taxi stops in Ibiza Town. From these popular destinations, it costs around 20 euros to get there quickly. The other, cheaper option is to take the noisy disco bus. From San Antonio, you can take a bus to Amnesia from the main bus station, and from Playa Don Bosa, the bus stop is along the main road in front of the Tantra Bar. Departing roughly every half hour, the journey will only cost you 3 euros, and for this, you will also live an experience full of emotions. No glass bottles are allowed, so take a few minutes before you leave your apartment or hotel to pour your favorite beverage into a plastic bottle. To say that the people on the disco bus are hyper is an understatement, which is just the way it should be. But it's worth remembering that A, not everyone on the bus is going to or returning from a party, and B, bus drivers have a break-even point, so please be as respectful as possible. After an intoxicating session, your pickup options depend on your exit time. The disco bus ends at 6, and the regular buses resume activity at 7. The taxi rank outside the Amnesia beefs up its services from around 30 minutes before the club closes, but keep in mind, if you rush to the last hit, you will obviously be waiting a little longer in the queue. The tunage, the electronic tonnage breed that resonates through Amnesia's famous terrace and main room, ranges from techno to house, EDM to reggaeton, proving there is a lot of variety. Amnesia has a reputation for being a techno club, and if that's your bag, then look no further than its Pyramid in-house production. Pyramid was conceived by Amnesia's current owner and longtime resident, DJ Marty, so it's a true labor of love and was inspired by old Amnesia techno parties, like Cocoon. If you prefer things a little more palatable, Amnesia Presents offers house music sung and guided by the voice you will know and love, played by familiar names. Amnesia also boasts a strong turnout in Spain. Despite its huge size, it really feels like a local club. This is part of the reason why the Spanish language genre, reggaeton, also has a weekly presence here. For something a little different, Amnesia's La Espuma Foam Party is a bit of an institution as well. Expect to pay 40 euros to 60 euros for most parties, depending on the month. But then, for the Saturday night flagship Elro, possibly the biggest clubbing brand on the planet, it's not uncommon to pay more. Advance booking, in advance, is recommended, especially for that part, to guarantee the lowest price, but also just to make sure you do everything. It is a very popular holiday. Food and drink. Spirits and mixers cost about 18 euros or more, and a beer, 13 euros. Water is 9 euros. The bars upstairs are more expensive. A little tasty gem of a secret is that you can buy burgers and pizzas outside in the smoking area. Some might say cheating is eating, but on Ibiza, you're pushed to your limits, and that hunger needs to be fed if you want to see the night out to the end. Dress code. One word, experiment. Ibiza is the kind of destination that encourages you to wear the kind of threads that you'd never slip into anywhere else. Take yourself through the amazing vintage snaps from the 80s, and you'll soon discover that this is a place where sartorial statements are made. If you don't want to fish through what some might consider a fancy dress box, that's okay. Wear whatever will make you most comfortable for a dancing marathon. DJ set times. These are always published on the wall just as you get into the club. And before you either head to the terrace, to the left, or into the main room on the right, increasingly most nights also release set times on social media channels on the day of the party. Though with DJs at the mercy of flight delays and cancellations as much as tourists, it's always worth checking the small print, program subject to change. Cloakroom/ATM. Amnesia has a cloakroom that's located at the right-hand side just as you get into the main room. All bars accept contactless/chip-and-pin payments, so you might want to limit the amount of cash you carry. Although at least with cash, you can get a feel for how much you've already spent and how much you have left. Amnesia opening and closing party. Amnesia's opening and closing parties are two brutes of a party that have long been considered unmissable to thousands. The lineups are always stellar and include some of the best techno and underground house DJs of the moment, as well as the club's residents. These bad boys are not for the weak, as they get mega busy. But the atmosphere on the terrace during Amnesia closing is simply unbeatable. For a lot of island residents, it's the party highlight of the year. Recount that feeling of Christmas morning before you've ransacked the gift pile, and you have yourself the same buzz of emotions that you'll be juggling on Amnesia's big closing. This is Trip Records Podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested, Trip Record Sets is still active. You will always find the link in the description. See you next time!
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.